Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Good evening, it's 5:30. This is Update for Monday, 22nd of February 2021 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news on the island. And background to the news, sport, business, Sea Watch, traveller dates and the newsmakers in person. Tonight, 6 new cases of COVID-19. 5 in isolation, 1 not, so that's 21 active cases, nobody in Nobles. Is there community transmission in the Isle of Man? 1 million tonnes of explosives and cyanide means no tunnel. The latest on the Snaefell surgery situation, and also another doctor surgery is on the move. All on post-lockdown 2, Freedom Day 22.
Man Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes before 6, these are the update news headlines. Fastamai, Alex Watton.
Fastamai, there have been 6 new cases of COVID-19 identified on the island in the last 24 hours. It brings the active number of cases to 21, and government says all 6 cases are linked to the recently identified cluster. Meanwhile, there's been 1 further COVID-19 low-risk location identified, Costa Coffee Shop in Castletown. It relates to Thursday last week, the 18th of February, between 10 and 11 o'clock in the morning. Anyone who was there at those times and develops any symptoms are asked to call 111 immediately. People are being urged not to request a COVID-19 vaccination at home unless they are genuinely housebound. The community vaccination team says it's found a large proportion of patients are not actually restricted to their home. Anyone who's requested a vaccine but who could make it to a hub is asked to contact 111. Further afield, Boris Johnson's plan for easing lockdown could see England's coronavirus restrictions fully lifted by the 21st of June. The earliest non-essential retail, hairdressers and beer gardens will reopen on April 12th, while it's May 17th for indoor hospitality like pubs, restaurants and cinemas. That is also the date where we may be able to see households mixing with others indoors. Meanwhile, researchers in Scotland have found coronavirus vaccines are linked to falls of up to 94% in the risk of hospital admissions. More than 17.7 million people have now had the first dose of a coronavirus jab in the UK. Those are the headlines. News in full at 6 o'clock.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Jeremiah, thank you, Alex. From the Ronalds Way Met Office, Irish Sea Weather, there's a gale warning tonight and tomorrow for the North Irish Sea on the Isle of Man. Still dry this evening, a freshening southerly wind down to 7 degrees through the night. Rain will arrive around dawn. There is a yellow weather warning for heavy rain from 5 o'clock tomorrow morning till 3 o'clock the following morning. Lots of rain on the hills, and that will has to go somewhere, of course. For Tuesday, Jumert, wet and windy, some heavy rain, gale force southerly. Top temperature 11 Celsius, the overnight minimum 8 into Wednesday. And a wet start, but turning patchy, the rain that is, then clearing as the strong south-southwesterly moderates through the day, up to 10 degrees on Wednesday. And it'll become much more settled before the end of the week. Sunset is in about 8 minutes time at 19 minutes before 6. High water 8:05 tonight. Low water 2:15 a.m. Sunrise 22 minutes past 7. High water tomorrow morning 28 minutes past 8. The Ben McCree is sailing tonight to Heysham, but she's not yet back from Heysham. And the mountain road is fine this evening.
Visit the Manx Glass and Glazing website and get your instant quote online. Manxglass.com.
There have been 6 new cases of COVID-19 identified on the Isle of Man in the last 24 hours. All the details from Amy Griffiths.
5 cases were found through contact tracing and were already self-isolating. 1 case was detected from a location of interest and is now self-isolating with its household as contact tracing continues. It brings the active number of cases to 21, and government says all 6 cases are linked to the recently identified cluster. Meanwhile, 1 further COVID-19 low-risk location has been identified today, a coffee shop in Castletown. It's for Costa on Thursday last week, the 18th of February, between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. Anyone who visited the area or was working there during the relevant time and develops any symptoms is asked to call 111 immediately. Those without symptoms, however, are not being asked to take any action.
So the big question is there community transmission in the Isle of Man? It's the question being asked after that new coronavirus alert released late last night for the Java Express coffee shop and noodle bar on Prospect Terrace. Prospect Hill in Douglas. The Health and Social Care Minister, David Ashford.
Well, we need to continue contact tracing with the individual who is in the bar. We don't yet have the information of whether they were with the previous individual who tested positive. We know they were a customer in the bar, but contact tracing is still ongoing. So we don't, for instance, know where they sat at the same table as the other person. Did they even go into the bar with their own person? That is still being done through contact tracing because this was breaking news late last night. So at the moment we are still taking a cautious approach and asking people to be vigilant, but obviously depending on where the facts take us, things may change.
Is vigilant enough now though, because this was a low risk location? Does it perhaps give a false impression that it was actually quite safe?
Well, again, we need to actually get the information around it. Low risk, as explained by the Director of Public Health on numerous occasions, is based upon the behaviours of the people in there. It's not an exact science, it never will be, but I think we need the background to this particular case before we can judge whether we need to escalate any further.
How confident do you think parents are feeling sending their children back to school this morning?
At the moment, there is no reason for concern in relation to that. Dr. Allenson, the Minister for Education, mentioned about the issue with schools last week. The testing from that has all come back negative. People should have confidence that at the current time, it is absolutely fine to send children to school. We monitor the situation, and should that need to change, then obviously we will do so. But we are confident at the moment that it is perfectly fine for children to be attending school.
You said last week the list of symptoms was going to be under review after a study suggested adding things like headaches, diarrhoea, sore throat to the list. Guernsey already recognises those as COVID symptoms. Why are we only looking at this now?
Yeah, it's a clinical decision, so it will be made by the clinical team. They have been looking at it, and assuming that public health and the clinical team agree that those symptoms should be added, then they will be.
Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Now, what's going on at Snaefell Surgery? MHKs for Douglas South say finding a resolution to the situation is a top priority. Last week, GP Partners there terminated their contract with the Department of Health and Social Care. The MHKs, Claire Christian and Captain Paul Quine, are encouraging the affected constituents to contact them ahead of a meeting between the parties this week. Also, there's an urgent question table for Keys tomorrow. Mrs. Christian spoke to Tessa Hawley and said clarity is needed.
I can't tell you how the heartfelt stories that we've had from the patients, or who all praise the excellent professional service at Snaefell Surgery. You know, and the situation has really caused much stress and anxiety to Douglas South constituents, which is really, really sad. We've had assurances from the department and the Minister of Health that the outcome of the surgery itself will not close. And that means that it could either exist with the current GPs and staff if they are able to come to agreement, or if not, then they have told us that it will remain open with either salaried GPs or under new management. Obviously, the first scenario with the current GPs, who've built up fantastic relationships with their patients, that's the outcome that both MHK Paul Quine and I want.
We've seen from the statement that the GP surgery has put up that they say that it's a funding issue. They're not getting enough money, or what they deem is enough money, to run the service in a meaningful and positive way. If this is a case of just needing a bit more of a cash boost, do you think that the Treasury and the Department of Health and Social Care should be able to find that?
The Treasury Minister has announced that he's giving a further £15 million to support the healthcare system. So it's ironic that this comes out, or certainly that we found out the next day after that. And you wonder where this money is going to. And actually, I really hope that negotiations can really be taken seriously and that we support this surgery as a government.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
Ben McCree left Heysham at 19 minutes to 3 this afternoon. She won't be in Douglas till about 20 past, quarter past, 20 past six. And then tonight, sailing the 7:45 to Heysham. It will depart as scheduled, arriving at Heysham at about 11:30, leaving at 1 o'clock early tomorrow morning to arrive at about 4:45 to try and miss the worst of the weather.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
A massive million tons of explosives, cyanide and other waste lies on the seabed in what's called the Beaufort's Dyke in the northern entrance to the Irish Sea, slap bang on the route of any possible tunnel between Scotland and Northern Ireland, the tunnel you've been hearing about. At one time, phosphorus shells were being washed ashore on the Isle of Man, as Bernard Moffat of the Celtic League recalls.
There's also commercial waste there, in particular waste that was disposed of when the coal gas fuel industry ended and the old gas works had to be disposed of. It's a lot of sludge from them. There was waste from Windscale, or Sellafield as it's now called, dumped there as well. To complicate matters, because of the kind of weather we get in the Irish Sea, which we're having some of at the moment, ships that were disposing of the munitions in the 40s and 50s sometimes dumped outside the parameters of the dump site. When a survey was carried out by the Scottish Government in the early part of this century, they found that there was a lot of munitions, particularly to the south of the dike and just north of the Point of Ayr.
It seems extraordinary that the British government would even consider going between Stranraer and Northern Ireland. Someone must have known that this was down there.
The major concentration of media attention on this came after the UK-Ireland interconnector was constructed. That disturbed munitions, and we had a lot of things like phosphorus munitions washed up on the island here and on the coasts of Ireland and southwest Scotland. And although there were no injuries here, there were injuries to civilians who came across these things on the beaches in Northern Ireland and Scotland. So I was a speaker at a conference in the north of Ireland in the late 90s, which was, included the Irish government and the Northern Ireland local authorities and so on. And the general consensus at that conference was that Beaufort's Dyke was best left alone. It's an impossible problem to deal with, and I would imagine boring around it or through it is going to cause some disturbance.
Manx Radio Business Briefing with Western Union Business Solutions.
Good evening. It's 17 minutes before six. European news outlets are asking the EU to put pressure on big tech firms to pay for their content. Facebook blocked Australian users from viewing and sharing news on the platform last week in response to a proposed law that would make tech giants pay for news. Publishers now want the EU to strengthen their position against online platforms by adding a clause to the Digital Markets Act that regulates companies acting as, quote, digital gatekeepers. It's already started in France. Google and the French publishers are setting the ground rules for licensing agreements last month, first deal of its kind in Europe. And not just pop music, but champagne as well makes money. The French luxury giant Louis Vuitton Moët Hennessy's bought a 50% stake in the music mogul Jay-Z's Armand de Brignac champagne brand, which is branded with an ace of spades and sold in metallic bottles. You'll pay hundreds of pounds for a bottle of it, by the way, if you want one. Sean Carter, a.k.a. Jay-Z, a.k.a. Mr. Beyoncé, since 2008, has owned the brand since 2014, and it'll continue to be made at a French winemaking house dating back to the 1600s. The brand sold 900,000 bottles in 2019 before the pandemic hit champagne sales, but LVMH obviously see value. The partnership with an alcohol brand is becoming quite the done thing among celebrities. George Clooney sold his tequila brand to Diageo for $700 million. Diageo also bought Ryan Reynolds' Aviation American Gin for $610 million. Actor Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, has his own tequila brand. Singer John Legend has his own wine label. And in 2018, Bob Dylan launched Heaven's Door Whiskey.
Manx Radio Business Briefing with Western Union Business Solutions, helping you manage the risk of making international payments. The Stock Market Report.
Brought to you by Ramsay Crookall.
UK and European stocks retreated amid cautious trading global markets. US stocks fell. Oil prices are higher and gold traded higher, shrugging off a jump in yields. In corporate news, G4S slumped after Canadian security services firm Garda World said it wouldn't raise its offer for the company, paving the way for Allied Universal to buy the London-listed security services firm for 245p a share. Dechra Pharmaceuticals said the reported group revenues and operating profits have both increased through the 6 months to the end of December. And the numbers now from Ramsay Crookall at 5 o'clock in London. The FTSE 100 was down 0.2% at 6,612. The DAX in Frankfurt closed down 0.3% at 13,950. Currently in New York City, well, at 5 o'clock, the Dow Jones Industrial was flat at 31,497. The Nasdaq down just over 1.5% at 13,643. And in Chicago, the S&P 500 down just over 0.5% at 3,884. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling still going strong. $1 40.6 cents. And €1 15.7 cents. And also £1 sterling will buy you 20 South African rand, 71.1 cents. In commodities, gold up 1.5% at $1,810 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude oil up 3%, $64.56 a barrel.
With the volatility of global stock markets and the uncertainty of the new normal, you'd be forgiven for thinking now is not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer opportunities to take advantage of lower prices and to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment in the future. Ramsay Crookall, investment specialists and members of the London Stock Exchange. Call 717171 or visit ramsaycrookall.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority. Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
Good evening, it's 13 minutes before 6. Road racing is one of the many sports to be impacted by the coronavirus pandemic on the Isle of Man and further afield. But it's not just competitors who are being affected. The Southern Hundred Marshals Association is urging its members to keep in touch, albeit remotely, to benefit their mental health. Chief Marshal Peter Chadwick.
Walking around and speaking to people, you see heads down, people are fed up. I mean, it's not just the lack of racing, it's the pandemic. But it's nice to try and keep the spirits up, and we're with a friendly races, so we encourage people being nice to each other. And then there are two seasons on the Isle of Man, the racing season and the waiting season. So people get left between the two. Some marshals are pretty much isolated because of the work, daily lives. For example, farmers, they have no time to socialise, so you know, they probably don't keep in touch with other marshals that they look forward to seeing during the racing season.
And you talk there about seeing the other marshals. We know that a lot of marshals do it for the love of the racing, but how big an impact does the social side have as well?
It's not really a big social side. It's, you know, it's more a coming together once, twice, three times a year, depending which events that they're doing. You know, there's always tremendous camaraderie and fun, a good buzz. And, you know, the marshals just look forward to that.
So what can the marshals do to keep in touch with each other while racing is on hiatus?
Well, I mean, with social media, or pick the phone up and just see how they're doing, and keep in contact and share the misery of the cancellations, and keep looking forward to when we can get out there again.
And I know you're always keen for new recruits as well. If someone is interested in marshalling, how do they go about doing that?
They can look on our website, 700 websites, contact myself or anybody from the club. When we know that we're going racing, we do post signing on forms on the website, and just get in touch. That's it, basically. But yes, we are desperate for new marshals on the island, and in particular younger people who don't seem to be interested in, you know, carrying on their heritage of racing on the island.
Manx Radio Sport.
Fast am I. Ewan Gorn.
Faster Mai. In football, Corinthians came out as winners of the 2020-21 Canada Life International Women's Floodlit Cup. They beat Peel 3-0 in the final held at the Bowl yesterday afternoon. In the men's, there were only three games which went ahead this weekend, with postponements aplenty due to flooded pitches and high winds, including all matches in Division 2 and the combination. Corinthians now have a 13-point advantage at the top of football's Canada Life Premier League. They thrashed Old Boys 10-0 at a windy and wet Ballafletcher, thanks to goals from birthday boy Stephen Whitley, who got four, Luke Murray, Josh Ridings, and two apiece for Sean Doyle and Dan Simpson. St Mary's remain in third place after beating Douglas Athletic 7-1 at the Bowl. Elsewhere, Peel came back from trailing at half-time to win 3-1 at Douglas Royal to move away from the relegation zone. In snooker, St Olav's A head the Max Builders Merchant Snooker League at the halfway point after another impressive display. James Kerr was their standout performer with the highest break of the week. Olav's beat the Q-Zone reprobates 4-1. Elsewhere, Port St Mary Legion edged out the Hurricanes 3-2, ending their seven-game winning streak. Peel Legion lost out 4-1 to Finch Hill Rockets. Q-Zone Mob beat Jackson's 3-2. St Olav's Musicians missed out to Q-Zone Blind 3-2, and finally Newbies DSB thumped DSB Wannabes 5-0. The results leave St Olav's A on 39 points, two ahead of Hurricanes on 37, with the Rockets sitting close behind on 36. The leaders face the Inform Mob at the Q-Zone next week. And organisers of the Manx Youth Games are reminding parents and youngsters that all sessions for the event are going ahead as normal, including girls' football, which starts at venues across the island tonight. The latest updates to any Manx Youth Games sessions are provided by the MSR and NSC Facebook pages, the main change so far being a move for squash to between 12 and 1pm on Saturday.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by the island's only dedicated electric car service centre.
One departure, one arrival on its way. 10 to 5, patient transfer, Logan Air to Liverpool, left 10 minutes late at 5 o'clock and back this evening, returning at 20 to 7. Ben McCree not yet in, but the sailing definitely is going tonight. On the roads, Switzerland Road in Douglas is closed to vehicles by the junction with Queen's Prom for the Douglas Prom refurb work. Quarter Bridge Road, one-way northbound for curb replacement through until March. Elsewhere, station park in Colby is closed for curb replacement and resurfacing. Glen Elphin Road in Ramsey got a parking suspension for nearby construction. And also in Ramsey, footways on the eastern and western sides of South Promenade are closed and parking suspended on the adjacent portion of the prom for the refurbishment building, the extension of the RNLI lifeboat station. Everything you need to know about travel on the Isle of Man is at manxradio.com. Click on News, click on Travel, it's all there. Powered by Millie Chaps of Ramsey.
The island's new solely dedicated electric and hybrid vehicle service centre. Get more with... Keyside.
From April, Finch Hill Doctor Surgery in Douglas will have a new home. It's moving to the old Lock Promenade site on Chester Street, where it's got more room. This is Dr Helen Freer.
So we're planning on moving all our existing services that currently offered at Finch Hill to Chester Street. So we will still be providing GP clinics. We will be continuing our phlebotomy service, family planning, antenatal clinics, dressings, minor surgery. So literally everything that we do at Finch Hill is going to be just moved lock, stock and barrel to lock prom surgery, or what was lock prom.
And is that a permanent measure?
Yes, it will be. The reason why we're doing this is that we took on 2,000 patients when Lock Prom closed down in May of last year. And so we've run out of space at the Finch Hill site now. We've run out of parking space. We don't have enough room at the moment to store all our patients' medical records. And on occasions, we're short of consulting rooms. So there is the potential to develop the Lock Prom site so that we can use more consulting rooms. And obviously, parking is less constrained there as well.
So when are you going to be making this move? When are patients going to be needing to go somewhere else when they've got their appointments?
We're planning on moving over the weekend of the 10th and 11th of April. So basically the Loughborough surgery will become Finch Hill from the 12th of April onwards. We're obviously doing the move over the weekend to limit any disruption to all of our services.
So just to be clear, the current location you're at is going to be closing permanently and it will be moved to the Loughborough surgery?
That's correct, yes, yes. We have consulted with our patients. We've sent out surveys and we've had over 300 responses from our patients. We haven't had any significant concerns from any of our patients. And we will be keeping everybody informed of the update and the exact timings of the move.
That's it for Update Tonight, produced from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Alex Watton. Tonight, stick around after the news at 6 o'clock. Agenda is hosted by Ewan Gorn. And then it's Chris Kinley with the greatest hits on earth. Update returns Tuesday evening at 5:30. Until then, have a good evening. WINT.